Summer 2025 was drier than normal across much of Canada. From June through August, several regions saw less than half their usual seasonal rainfall. That included southwestern and central British Columbia, northern Alberta and Saskatchewan, much of Manitoba, and here in southern Ontario. Some areas did get heavy downpours in August, but those late rains weren't enough to make up for the months of shortages. By the end of the summer, northern and eastern regions were still 50 to 70 millimeters below normal rainfall. Canada has now faced several years of dry conditions, and experts caution that one or two storms don't fix the problem. Moisture levels can only rebuild gradually through consistent rainfall over time. Here in Wellington County, farmers are well aware of those challenges. Janet Harrop with the Wellington Federation of Agriculture joined us here on the Grand at 101 recently and explained that crops are resilient.
Here we have such prevalent and fertile soil that we, when it gets really dry, because of the permeability of the soil, the crop just grows roots deeper to find moisture. And it's not uncommon and I've not dug any plants up myself, but I have seen that like wheat crops in particular will put roots down up to like 5 to 6 feet down to find water. And and you'll see corn plants like that. You'll see when it's really dry, the leaves kind of curl on themselves. And again, that's a way of keeping the moisture in. And in the morning when there's a bit of dew, you'll see the leaves open up to absorb that moisture. And then through the day, they curl up again to be able to preserve that moisture.
Still, Harrop says that not all droughts have the same impact. The timing of when the dry weather hits can make a big difference for farmers.
A lot of people looking around, they think, oh, my lawn's never been this been this brown. And you see some of the crops, they don't look too bad, but they are definitely stressed. And you can definitely see some of the effects of the drought. And the timing of the lack of rain, if you have the timing of no rain in the spring when you're planting, then germination and that starting of the plant is poor. If you get it midway through the season, then as the plant is growing, we've seen it more to the tail end of the summer where it's gotten really dry. It's been dry all summer, but really dry. And that's the time where you'll see the seeds of the crop itself. So the corn kernels, the soybean kernels, earlier the wheat kernels are starting to plump up and get larger. So we're seeing in the wheat, the yields weren't bad, but this kernel sizes were smaller. The grain size was smaller. And we are starting to see some of that with the soybeans and the corn moving forward as well.
This year, some crops benefited from timely rains despite the overall shortage, while others felt the strain more sharply. Across the country, the effects were uneven. Some producers saw yields hold steady, while others braced for losses. The bigger picture is clear. Canada's moisture deficit has built up over several years, and agriculture, ecosystems, and communities alike are adjusting to drier summers. As Harrop points out, adaptation is key, but long-term recovery depends on steady, sustained rainfall, something many regions are still waiting for. I'm Paul Harriet, reporting for The Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.